Hey, welcome you back to Mount City High School. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you as we get set for the second of four big games that we have for you this afternoon and this evening. Up next, it's going to be the Rockport boys. They're going to be taking on Mid-Buchanan. Now, Rockport got a win over Mound City, 66-38 last night. Mid-Buchanan got a win 75-29 over Mound City. That was on Monday night, so that's what they bring into this ball game. John, you want to take a look at the starters?
I knew you were going to do that. The Rockport Blue Jays. Coach Aaron Carper will go with 6-foot sophomore Jack Meyercourt, a 5-foot-9 freshman Logan Ellis, 6-foot senior Corbin Jacob, 5'9 sophomore Brock Holmes, and 6'2 senior Malachi Skillen. Jack Meyercourt, Logan Ellis, Corbin Jacob, Brock Holmes, and Malachi Skillen for the Blue Jays. For Coach Bryce Kemper for Mid-Buchanan, he will go with 6'1 sophomore Chris Kevalovich, a 6-foot junior Rafe Smith, 6'1 senior Carter Campbell, 6-foot senior Ian Wojcinka, and a 6'2 sophomore Ian Campbell.
Well, John, I tell you, what a difference it makes here. The girls' team from Mid-Buchanan showed up in dark green jerseys with dark red numbers. Look at what the boys showed up in. White jerseys with great big red numerals, easy to read. Big improvement here. I really like the Rockport white jerseys with blue numbers a lot better than these. People are probably tired of hearing John and I talk about the various jersey numbers, but let me tell you, folks, they're all over the spectrum out there. Some are wonderful, bright numbers with a contrasting background. Others are obviously designed so that no one can read them.
Yes.
I think that's because of the scouting that takes place on Huddle, John. And they,
I'm sure.
Coaches would rather they not be able to identify jersey numbers when they watch the Huddle here, trying to scout them electronically. All right, we're ready to move to our second game of the evening. The Rockport Blue Jays and the Mid-Buchanan Dragons boys basketball action. Two more games coming up after this one. And here to describe the first quarter, a play-by-play action for you once again, is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Step into the center circle. Carter Campbell for the Dragons. They'll go left to right toward the south bucket here in the first half tonight. In the center circle, Corbin Jacob, senior for the Rockport Blue Jays. Seen the Blue Jays a lot this year in their football uniforms. See if I can pick them out here on the basketball court. All right, it is a control for the Dragons. They take it out to the left side, and a three ball on the way up, and swish, good for Ian Campbell to start the ball game. And it's 3-0, the lead to the Dragons. Full court press, the ball comes forward. It's going to get forward to Jacob. He'll give the ball up there for Brock Holmes. Holmes double-teamed to Corbin, cross the court, knocked away, stolen away by the Dragons, and a run out the other way, and traveling is the call against Ian Wojcinka.
Oh, Wojcinka he had the step on the defender, just forgot to put the ball to the floor first there. One too many steps.
All right, turnover each way, so pressure defense in the backcourt, get the ball away now to Jack Meyercourt, up the floor quickly, back to Meyercourt, now over on the near left side, Logan Ellis for three, short, no good, tipped around, controlled by the Blue Jays, by Jacob. His outlet is stolen away on the run the other way. We go up the floor to Campbell. He fakes the pass, he drives the lane, and he will get fouled.
Foul on the baseline, going to be on the Blue Jays, going to be called on Malachi Skillen. On Skillen, that'll be his first personal, team foul number one of the period.
All right, inbounding will be the Dragons, and they threw it away, taken away by Rockworth. Meyercourt all the way in, floats it up on the left side to the right hand. It's up, it's good. And now we go the other way, a run out and a layup at the other end for Rafe Smith. If I got that first name right, Randy, Rafe?
Yes, Rafe.
Okay, I've got an extra little line here on my scorecard for some reason. To the front court, Logan Ellis is tripped, fouled by the Dragons.
Foul is going to be called on Chris, here I go, Kevalovich.
Lubich.
Kevalovich. Okay.
That's what the coach said, I asked.
That's just a lot of syllables.
That's a lot of names. All right, here we come. Rockport ball, backcourt. to Jack Meyercourt. Meyercourt coming up the floor. Down the lane he goes. Floater with the right hand up. No. Rebound grabbed up by Campbell. Campbell to the front, stops, left side, gives it off inside, left hand will turn the lane by Carter Campbell, up and good. Carter and Ian, 6'3 and 6'1, sophomore and a senior. Cross court, the ball, Ellis passes the ball quickly to the front court. Now holding it down there in the corner and coming from the backside is Ian Campbell. He gets called for the foul, trying to make the steal.
On Campbell, his first personal, team foul number 2 on Mid-Buchanan. 6:12 to play, first period, an early 7-2 lead here for Mid-Buchanan.
Well, this game's going to be up and down the court. This one's going to be fast. Corbin Jacob, the inbound looks, bounce pass down to the corner to Ellis. Ellis dribbling back out top. Over to Meyercourt. He bounces it, gives the ball away there to Holmes. Brock Holmes out to Meyercourt. Three ball, left corner, up and down. Jack Meyercourt gives his team their first lead now at 7-5. We go the other way, and now out top, Kovalevich. His ball is taken away, stolen by Ellis. Ellis ahead, Meyercourt three ball left wing, too strong this time. Rebound, Carter Campbell. Carter Campbell out of there with it to Smith. Smith up the floor, looks, lost it in midair, and he got bailed out by a foul by Rockport there. It would have been a turnover.
Foul's going to be called on Logan Ellis,
yep.
I believe. Yes, Ellis called for the personal. His first, team foul number 2.
All right, inbounding will be Campbell to Campbell. Carter with it, dishes it out of there to Kovalevich, and he drives the lane, puts it up over the side from the right side. It's up, it's good, and it's 9-5. The Dragons, who are the home team on the scoreboard here. Mid-buck, trapping at midcourt, and they push Ellis over the midcourt line backwards on a foul on Smith.
Ray Smith picks up his first personal, 13th foul of the period on the Dragons.
Kovalevich checks out of the ball game. He'll be replaced in there by Aiden Admire, a 6'5 sophomore.
I can see Admire.
Yeah. All right, man-to-man defense and a drive across the baseline and a push foul. That cost Rockport a basket as a foul.
Probably on Wojcinka. Yes, it is. That's on Ian Wojcinka, his first personal. That's already the fourth team foul there, John. We haven't even played 3 minutes of the period.
Rockport brings into the game Reed Ellis, a 6'5 freshman. He'll check in there for Malachi Skillen. Now a bounce pass into the middle by Ellis is stolen away. Rockport's third turnover here in the first quarter. Here's a drive into three defenders. Offensive foul will be called on Wojcinka.
Wojcinka picks up his second personal, team foul number 5. 15th foul of the period, not shooting to horse. A player control foul there, offensive foul. Back into the lineup now is Chris Kovalevich. How's that?
I think he did fine.
Wait a minute. Got some confusion here.
Yeah, well, they put 3 up on the scoreboard. That's what's the problem. Okay.
Well, I gave it to 5.
I did too. They gave it to 3 down
there.
So
he's correcting it.
All right. Backcourt. Ellis. Trap. Gets the ball away. Driving up the floor. Jacob. Pass down low. Trying to get it down there. And unable to come up with it. Reed Ellis.
Yeah, Reed's a 6'5 freshman. He started the game last night in place of Skillen, but he just wasn't ready for that one on the baseline.
Here's the ball knocked away, loose on the floor. The scramble is on. It's taken away by Logan Ellis. Ahead it goes, and a left-handed shot up. No good for Brock Holmes. Rebound, the run-out, a layup at the other end for Carter Campbell, who's got a couple of hoops. It's an 11-5 lead for Mid-Buchanan Dragons. And they sail this one to the sideline. Good save over there by Jacob. By Ellis, 4, not 5. Now down the sophomore goes, pulls up, shoot. Oh, what a tough shot there. Logan Ellis falling away, falling down, and made the bucket. It's 11-7.
Like one of the old Michael Jordan shots,
now,
didn't it?
Halfway through the first period, Kovalevich hangs in the lane. Turn around, no. Inside rebound, offensive end, put back, no, but a foul from behind. Going to be called on Reed Ellis.
Corbin Jacob, I think, got tagged for that one.
Really?
think that's what they're going to tell me.
Yes, Corbin Jacob for the personal.
Sorry, I thought I saw Ellis on his back. At the free throw line, up and good for Carter Campbell. He's got five early. First free throws of the night.
Tayden Cook into the lineup now, replacing Brock Holmes for Rockport.
12-7, the lead is 5 at the 4:01 mark of the first quarter. It's up, it's good. Got them both. And now back in is Ian Campbell, 6'2 sophomore for Mid-Buck, and plays to Carter Campbell.
Blake and Swenson also into the ballgame now. Swenson in for the Dragons.
There's a pass tipped back to Meyercourt, and then he got it back, then lost it. Now it's stolen back by Rockport, and they throw it away, trying to get the ball forward to Tayden Cook. He couldn't get his hands on it. The ball sails out of bounds on the end line.
Who's got the ball, John?
I'm not really sure. I'm going to quit trying to keep track of turnovers.
Five changes of possession in 5 seconds.
We come the other way now, off the left side. The ball goes over there to Lake Swenson. And now we've got a whistle underneath and a foul on the Blue Jays on the defensive end. Meyercourt?
I'm thinking Ellis. Ellis, Logan Ellis.
That is, okay.
And it'll be his second personal.
Here's a three ball from the left corner. It's up. It's no good by Schmidt. Rebound grabbed up by the Blue Jays, and here comes Meyercourt to the front. Off to Ellis. Ellis moving right between the legs to the left sideline, and now Meyercourt back out. Three ball, long one up, no good. Rebound brought down by Admire. Shot put up there. That time, I believe that was going to be, I'm not sure who that was around. See, might have been Corbin Jacobs. Here's a foul on a rebound. A lot of contact. Who are they going to go with?
I'm guessing it's going to be on Corbin Jacob.
It is. He was underneath. Yeah. That's what I was waiting on.
They just kind of came in and fell on top of him. Jacob gets called for the personal. That's a 15 foul. We're shooting.
Hayden Admire at the line to shoot two. It's on the way up, and it rattles out of there. No good. He'll get another one.
Into the ballgame now comes Chase Freeton into the contest for Mid-Buck.
Jacob will sit down for the Blue Jays.
Logan Ellis also comes to the bench.
Free throw up. Free throw is good. Admire makes one out of two. And the lead is 7, 14-7. Mid Buchanan with the lead. Bring the ball in. Brock Holmes. Holmes gives the ball up across the court. Now to the front court. Back it comes to Holmes. Leaves the ball off there for Tayden Cook. And Tayden Cook is fouled. He tries to go across the court with a pass.
Rafe Smith is going to be called for that one on Rafe. That is his second personal, team foul number 6. So we'll go to the free throw line and shoot two there.
The good news is both benches are completely full of substitutions. Free throw on the way up is no good by Tayden Cook. So if you foul out three or four players here, it's not going to matter. You get somebody to put in. It's not like some of the teams we're going to see. Second one on the way is up, and the second one is going to be good. So Cook, one out of two, and it's 14-8. Rockport trailing by 6. Go the other way, drive the ball in, and a pass taken away by Jack Meyercourt. Meyercourt up the floor, hands the ball off there for Brock Holmes in the paint. Back out, Meyercourt, three ball, left side, rattles it home. He now has 8, I think he had, what, 28 last night?
It was in the 20s.
The other end we go, Aiden Admire gives the ball off on the left side, the drive to the paint, back out to Admire for 3 from the wing, and hops on the rim, it won't go. Rebound brought down by Meyercourt with 2:10 to play, and Meyercourt loses the ball. Stolen pass to the head now to Ian Campbell. Goes up, couldn't connect, and a hard fall on the rebound on the Blue Jay player.
Foul's going to be called on Aiden Admire. Admire picked up the personal, his first. We're past the 5 limit per period here, so we'll walk to the other end and putting to the line Brock Holmes.
You are ready for Friday night, Randy?
Yeah. Shot clock?
Yep.
Yeah,
I was wondering.
Be something different.
It will. Free throw up, the left hand up, no good for Brock Holmes.
John, as I get older, why do they do things to speed the game up? We'll handle it.
It wouldn't have any effect on this game.
I did one last year in Sydney, Iowa with Sacred Heart with a shot clock.
Free throw no good again. The rebound of the Dragons. Outlet up the floor to Ian Campbell. He'll go cross court to Admeyer. Admeyer holds. He'll pass down low on the baseline. A little fake and now a drive to the left side. Block up. No good. Rebound picked off by Reed Ellis for the Blue Jays.
6'5 freshman made his presence felt inside on that rebound.
And Rockport's cut the lead down to 3, 14-11. Here's a shot up, two-pointer, no good by Meyercourt. Rebound to the Dragons, up the floor quickly the other way. Driving in the paint, hanging, shooting, and scoring is Ian Campbell. He's got 5, his second bucket of the ball game. Minute 25 to go here in this first period. Skip it down forward to Ellis. Back out he goes. Fake and a drive and a shot is up and it is good. Is that Holmes?
That was Cook.
His first field goal. 3 ball right wing. Up in and out. No good by Admeyer. Rebound grabbed up by Tayden Cook. Minute to go in the quarter. Meyercourt to the front court with a pass. Pass it in. Cook back out. Driving in. Driving. Knocked away from Skillen. Back to Meyercourt. Meyercourt off the left side now with it. Reed Ellis driving. Goes up and we've got a ball that hits the backside support out of bounds. It'll be Dragons basketball. 42 seconds to go in this first quarter. A 3-point lead for Mid-Buchanan. Off the right side, and the player just missed it. Ian Campbell just didn't catch the basketball, thought it was going out of bounds. It didn't. It stayed inbounds. And he was looking to the coach like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Well, it's still in play. Rockport picks it up. Here's Meyercourt. Curly Neal impression underneath to Ellis. It's up. It's good off the glass for Reed Ellis. 16-15. Here's a steal by Meyercourt. Throws it into the middle of the court. He gets it to Tayden Cook. Rockport for the lead for 3 on the rim. Won't go. Rebound. Skillen kept it alive. Reed Ellis gets it to Meyercourt. Triple up short. No good. And that will end the first quarter in a flurry. Mid-Buchanan 16. Rockport 15. And our boys game here at the Mountain City Invitational Tournament. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Rockport's basketball to start the second quarter. The inbound pass comes into Jack Meyercourt. Meyercourt hands the ball up to the top of the key to Logan Ellis. Ellis comes back to the near side. Look to Brock Holmes. Now keeps the basketball himself. Ellis at the free throw line to Brock Holmes, top of the key. Holmes dribbled to the left side. This is Meyercourt. He can't penetrate. Off he goes to Ellis. Logan Ellis, right side three-pointer, comes up way short. But a whistle underneath. We may have had a push-off foul under there.
And that's Corbin Jacob, and that's his third foul for Rockport, the senior. Probably headed back to the bench. Yes, he is.
So Corbin Jacob, that's 3, you said?
Yep, his first team of the second quarter.
All right, here comes Kevalovich on the dribble to the top of the circle. Looks to the right side, feeds underneath. He was looking for Campbell. Campbell couldn't handle it, and it got away out of bounds.
Kevin Lubich. His first name is Chris. If you hear me mention Chris, that's the guy. On the dribble with the basketball is Logan Ellis. Gets it up to Jack Meyercorth into forecourt. Meyercorth on the left elbow. Now puts a spin move. Goes over to the right side of the lane. Comes back to the top of the key. Gives it off to Brock Holmes. Holmes finds Meyercorth. Sets a pick point. Meyercorth, 12-foot jumper short off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to Carter Campbell. Carter Campbell gets the outlet pass. Gives the ball out to Smith. Rafe Smith driving lay-in up and good. Nice move by Rafe Smith. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Got the lay-in. Makes it a 3-point lead once again for Mid-Buchanan, 18-15. We played a minute here of the second quarter. Brock Holmes with the ball. Takes it all the way to the left side baseline. Left side jump shot up and off. No good. Reed Ellis tipped the ball back out to Holmes. And Holmes gives it to Jack Meyercorth. Open look three. Holmes from the left side couldn't get it. And the rebound taken down by Carter Campbell. Carter Campbell with the rebound. Long down court pass comes to Wojcicki. Wojcicki at the free throw line. Goes to the top of the circle to Campbell. Campbell driving lay-in floater. Up and good. That's Carter Campbell on that lay-in. 20-15. The lead is back to 5 now for Mid-Buchanan. Rockport's basketball. Jack Meyercorth, long down court pass into the corner. That's Reed Ellis, the freshman at 6'5", handling the ball. Back to Meyercorth in the paint. Floater blocked away nicely, but a whistle and a foul. Getting the block was Kevin Lubich, and I think he may have been called for the foul.
He was. I think, you know, I really believe that was probably a pass attempt, but you couldn't really tell.
So Carter, for check that, at the free throw line now will be Jack Meyercorth. He'll be shooting two shots. Meyercorth has 8 points, 7 points in the ball game so far. Here shooting two. First free throw for Jack Meyercorth is up and good. He now has 8 points. He's got 9 in the basketball
yes.
game. Had them up here twice.
Yep.
This is hard math. 3 and 3, 2. Meyercorth with his second free throw, takes aim, launches it. It's up, and this one is off the back of the iron. But a rebound and a follow shot. Put back up and good. Great job there by Reed Ellis, the freshman. Ellis is a 6'5 freshman. He got the rebound, worked the inside, and laid it off the glass.
Didn't count, right? It was a foul.
Oh,
on Reed Ellis.
Oh, they're going to take that away from
yep.
him. Looked like a great play. Baseline left side, the other one. Layup is up. Off doesn't go. Whistle and a foul. Carter Campbell is going to go at the free throw line. Who's this one on?
This one's going to be on Malachi Skill, and that's going to be his second foul.
So they took that point, that basket away from Reed Ellis and called it a foul down there. All right, at the free throw line, Carter Campbell shooting two. First one is up. Rims off, doesn't go. He's now made 2 out of 3 from the charity stripe. He'll have another shot coming here. Carter Campbell ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up short. Hits the front of the rim and comes back down to the floor. Basketball is going to be picked up by Malachi Skillen. Skillen gets it to Jack Meyercorth, who brings it across the timeline. Meyercorth picked up the dribble, comes to the left side to Reed Ellis. Ellis feeds it inside. Brock Holmes, fall away jump shot up off the rim, doesn't go. Campbell with the rebound. Bobbled the ball for a minute, then held on to it. Ian Campbell did a good job there at the top of the circle. Ian Campbell, long three off the rim, no. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to the Blue Jays. Jack Meyercorth gets the outlet pass. He's picked up at midcourt by the defenders. Bounce pass to the left side. Back it comes to Meyercorth. Free throw line, jump shot up. In and out of there. Rolled around to the rim. Then saved from going out of bounds by Carter Campbell. Carter Campbell down court. Fast break. Quickly Mid-Buchanan down court. Looking for Ian Campbell on the baseline. Couldn't handle it. The ball got away on the baseline. A turnover gives it back to Rockport.
Early in the season, the team's trying to do a lot of things. They do this and a month from now, Randy, they'll connect on a lot of these things they're
yeah.
trying.
Mid-Buchanan, every time they have an opportunity to maybe pull away here, it seems like Rockport climbs right back into it. It's a 4-point ball game right now. Brock Holmes gave it into Meyercorth. Meyercorth feeds it inside the paint. Oh, there's a beautiful pass underneath the Reed Ellis. They're going to count that one, John.
Yeah, Skillen with the assist.
I tried to give him that basket earlier. Now Reed Ellis comes up with a steal. The freshman had a couple of flashes of brilliance here. Gives it to Meyercorth into the corner. A reach-in foul is going to be called on the Dragons, and we're going to put Jack Meyercorth. Oh, no, he won't be shooting it.
Foul will go on 24, Ian Campbell. His second, team foul number 2 of the second quarter.
So it'll be Rockport's basketball. Onto the floor now for Mid-Buchanan comes Xander Brown in. Recalling his name last year. Xander Brown in for the first time. with the dribble to set it up now for the Blue Jays is Logan Ellis. Logan Ellis gives up to Brock Holmes on the left wing. Holmes feeds to Jack Meyercorth. Meyercorth in trouble. Back up to Ellis, driving lay-in off the glass. That was a sweet move by Brock Holmes. Brock Holmes went right between defenders. Fast break the other end. Layup up and good by Ian Wojcicki. Wojcicki answers very quickly there and puts him back up by two. We were tied momentarily at 20, but only for a few seconds, John. Into fourth court comes Logan Ellis. Into Meyercorth, free throw line. Oh, Reed Ellis, long three. The 6'5" freshman puts up the three-pointer from out of the wing. Misses it. Bounce pass underneath. All alone with a fast break lay-in at the other end. And that was Carter Campbell who laid that in. Boy, he was all alone down there, John. No coverage. Rockport got caught kind of sleeping on defense, not getting back that time. Jack Meyercorth comes to the left to Brock Ellis. Brock Ellis in the corner. Back into Meyercorth. Meyercorth with a little jumper that's up and good. Jack Meyercorth is lighting him up. We're going to have a timeout taken. 24-20, your score. 3:43 to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at Mound City High School. 24-22 our score. Mid Buchanan leading the Rockport Blue Jays with 3:43 to play in the second quarter, first half. Here at Mound City, John, I just keep looking down at this beautiful new gymnasium floor they put in at Mound City. It is spectacular. Makes the whole building look brand new.
Oh, yeah.
Really a great playing surface. All right, it'll be Mid-Buchanan's basketball. We get back to live action. They'll bring it across the timeline and set the offense on the dribble. Wojcicki. Wojcicki to the near side. Admire. Admire across court pass, trying to penetrate into the paint. They can't get there. Looking for Xander Brown. Now on the right side, it comes back into Xander Brown. Out of bounds off of Brown's fingertips. It'll be Rockport's basketball. For the Blue Jays, checking in, Tayden Cook back onto the floor. Cook in replacing Logan Ellis now for Rockport. Blue Jays will inbound it against full court pressure now from Mid-Buchanan. Inbound the pass, Jack Meyercorth on the dribble. Picks up the dribble. Oh, that's Meyercorth here on the near side. He gets it across the timeline. He's double-teamed, dribbles out of the double-team, looks back to the right wing with the pass, bounce pass out onto the right elbow. Back it comes to Meyercorth between the rings, top of the circle. On the left wing, Tayden Cook with the ball. Again goes into Meyercorth. Ball tipped away momentarily and then picked up nicely by Reed Ellis. Reed Ellis feeds to the left wing. Gives it to Brock Holmes. This is Brock Holmes working to the baseline, left side of the lane. Jack Meyercorth, open 12-foot jumper, up off the rim, no. And the rebound brought down by Carter Campbell. Campbell with the outlet pass, quickly gets it out to Wojcicki. Into forecourt, here's a steal going the other way. Jack Meyercorth driving, laying up and good. Jack Meyercorth's having a good half of basketball here, John.
13 points so far.
Ties it up at 24-all with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. There's a shot off the right side, up and good. Nice putback under the bucket by Xander Brown. He was in the right place at the right time to come down with the offensive board and the putback. Brock Holmes is holding the ball in backcourt, now dribbles it across the timeline through the trap, kicks it to the corner. The 6'5 freshman thought about the three, didn't take it. Now they give the ball back to him. He's going to shoot the three, short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Aiden Admire. Admire clears out the defensive board, gets the ball down court. Driving in, Xander Brown driving for the layup, couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Carter Campbell. Back to the top of the circle, driving, laying up and off, no good. That was put up by Lubovich. The other direction, Brock Holmes tries a layup, can't get it. Rebound, Carter Campbell. Campbell gets the outlet pass down court. Kevalovich, and Kevalovich is going to be fouled on the right side of the lane. Foul's going to be called on Rockport.
That foul on Jack Meyercorth is first. Team foul number 4 of the second quarter. And now we get a shift change by the Dragons.
Yeah, two platoon football here. We got 5 new ball players on the floor now. for Mid Buchanan.
Freeden's back in there. Ian Campbell back in.
Ian Campbell gets the pass into the corner on the right side, goes to the top of the key with it. That's a new number in there.
Angst.
There's a long three from the right side, up and good by Rafe Smith. Smith comes off the bench and quickly drops a three, and it's a five-point lead, 29-24 now for Mid Buchanan. Rockport into forecourt, dribbling the right side. That's Logan Ellis with the ball. Logan Ellis at the free throw line. Works between defenders. Got double team. Goes underneath. Into the corner. Jack Meyercourt for three. Off, no good. A struggle for the rebound. Brought down by Rafe Smith. Rafe Smith wants to bring it all the way to the hoop. Coast to coast. Lays it up and off, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it was touched last by... The official seems somewhat undecided there.
Called a foul.
Okay.
On Ian Campbell. His third foul of the game for Mid Buchanan, and team foul number three of the quarter.
So Rockport gets the basketball. Coming off the foul, Jack Meyercourt with the dribble. He's going to be double teamed right at the midcourt line. Comes to the left side with it to Brock Holmes. Holmes almost has it dribbled away. Goes between defenders, kicks it out to the right side. Logan Ellis driving floater up off the glass and good. That was a sweet move by Logan Ellis. He's just a freshman, John. 5'9 and a freshman. At the other end, quickly, a little hook shot is up and off, no good. And the rebound by Reed Ellis. Reed Ellis comes up with it. 29-26. It's a three-point lead. Here's a reach in. No, a kick on the ball. They're going to say they kicked the basketball. It'll stay with Rockport. Back onto the floor. Riker McCullough checking in for the first time tonight. Riker McCullough, a 5'9 freshman. I'm just amazed at the number of freshmen we're seeing playing varsity ball this year, John.
A bunch of them.
They sure are. Logan Ellis, speaking of freshmen, gets the inbound pass. And he comes to the top of the key, dribbles between the rings, goes down the right side of the lane, puts a layup up, a whistle and a foul. Was it a shooting foul? That's the question.
Foul on
Freeden.
No, 51, okay. Freeden picks up his first foul of the ball game.
All right, Rockport's basketball into Logan Ellis in the corner. Up top it comes, Jack Meyercourt with the dribble. Or no, check that, that's Brock Holmes. Holmes needs help. Comes to the left side to Reed Ellis. Now Meyercourt with the basketball. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Meyercourt driving right side. Lay-in off the glass. Couldn't get it. Ball is tipped out of bounds. And it's going to be touched last.
Got a foul again. I think Reed Ellis is going to get whistled here for over the back. Yep. Reed Ellis gets his second foul. And we're going to walk to their end and shoot two more free throws.
That's unfortunate for Rockport. Only 2.9 seconds on the clock. They were back within three. And now we walk to the other end. And we're going to shoot free throws here for Mid Buchanan. Can you see his number?
Riker McCullough, number 11 at the line.
Very good. McCullough at the line. Shooting two. He has not scored. He's a freshman also. First one is up and good for Riker McCullough. 5'9" and a freshman here for the Mid Buchanan Dragons.
Trenton Lawrence enters the game now for the Dragons. He's a 5'10 sophomore.
McCullough ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and this one is good also. It rolled around and got it down. 31-26. Long shot at the buzzer, doesn't go. And at the half, the Mid Buchanan Dragons are leading the Rockport Blue Jays 31-26, our halftime score. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with a look at the first half scoring recap right after this two-minute break. You're listening to live coverage of the 66th Annual Mound City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of feeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth-wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers, too. For drainage supplies, the Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri. Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams.
If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City. It's halftime in this boys' game between Rockport and Mid-Buchanan. At the half, Mid-Buchanan up by 5, 31-26. Individual numbers for the Rockport Blue Jays. Jack Meyerkorth with 13 points at halftime. 4 for Logan Ellis. 4 also for Reed Ellis. Tayton Cook has 3 and Brock Holmes with 2 for the Blue Jays, total of 26. From the free throw line, Rockport made 2 out of 6 attempts at the charity stripe. For the Mid-Buchanan Dragons, one player in double figures, that's Carter Campbell. He has 10. 7 points at halftime for Rafe Smith. Ian Campbell added 5 at the half. 2 points each for Xander Brown, Riker McCullough, Ian Wojcinka, and Chris Kavalovich. They each had 2. Aiden Admire with 1 for their total of 31. From the free throw line, Mid-Buchanan hit 5 out of 8 from the charity stripe. At the half, our score, Mid-Buchanan 31 and Rockport 26. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute break, and then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 4 decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is your friendly reminder from Nemaha County Hospital. It's National Influenza Vaccination Week. With flu season in full swing, it's the perfect time to roll up your sleeve and protect yourself and those you love. A flu shot is quick and easy and one of the best ways to stay healthy during the holidays. Don't let the flu ruin your plans. Get vaccinated today. Call Nemaha County Hospital to learn more or schedule your flu shot. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are 2 winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Sunny 101.3. Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your weather for the tri-state area. We'll have clear skies this evening, a low around 15, with winds out of the north northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 30. Winds turn to the north on Thursday at 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 15, with sunny skies, we'll have a high near 28. Thursday night will be mostly clear for a low around 18, with winds out of the south-southeast at around 5 miles an hour. Friday, we warm on up to 44 with sunny skies. Friday night will be clear and we'll have a low around 25. Saturday will continue to warm up to 54 with sunny skies. Saturday night will be mostly clear with a low around 39. Sunday will warm up again to 58 with mostly sunny skies. Sunday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 35. Monday will only get up to 48 with mostly sunny skies. Monday night will cool down to 23 with partly cloudy skies. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 37. Tuesday night will have a low of 19. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter on Sunny 101.3.
SureAg LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer applications and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit SureAg LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers, too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at the Mound City Invitational Tournament in our boys' game at the half. The Mid-Buchanan Dragons leading the Rockport Blue Jays 31-26. Tonight's broadcast is being presented by our presenting sponsors. They include Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri, Sure Egg of Forest City, Hiawatha Implement, also Golden Triangle Energy, Farmers State Bank of Mound City, and Northwest Ag Services. If you enjoy these broadcasts, be sure and say thanks to these folks. Without their support, these broadcasts would not be possible.
Well, coming up here, second half action. It's been a good run the first half, 31-26. Mid-Buchanan with a five-point lead. We were tied twice at 20 and 22 in the game. Coming up tonight, still, we've got more action. The next game is a girls' game. It'll be St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc taking on Rockport Girls. That'll be followed up by the LeBlanc Boys taking on the South Holt Knight Boys in the nightcap. Scheduled for 9 o'clock start time. Don't show up late. If they get a little bit ahead, they will play early here in this tournament, Mound City.
Yeah, we went about 15 minutes early last night, and we're out of here by 10 o'clock. So,
all right, we are going to have Dragons basketball. They'll go right to left as we look at it toward the north bucket here in the second half tonight. And they've got the basketball coming up the floor on the left side of a steal by Meyercourt. Randy, he's one of the few young men that we see that I've seen that probably is him and Cole Metzger.
Yeah.
Just about let her get another steal. This time Ellis had it, lost it. Now coming out of there with it, Rafe Smith driving to the hole, left it short off the rim, no good. And a baseball pass taken away by Kivalovich. He'll come the other way. He'll fire one to the left side, pass to the middle, and Skillen takes it away.
Three turnovers in 3 seconds.
Well, went 5-5 a little bit ago, so they're not close yet. Faking the three is Meyercourt, but he is just a real quick, fast, can do anything. Here we come off the right side now. Corbin Jacob with it. Meyercourt fakes the three, goes around a defender, dishes it off. Skillen for three. Right side, nope, no good. And now a scramble for the loose ball rebound. We have a takedown. We have a whistle and a timeout called by Coach Aaron Carpenter for the Blue Jays to save a possession. We'll take a 30-second break with him. We'll be back on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We'll keep it live here at Mound City. 6:58 to play in the third period. 31-26, a 5-point lead for Mid-Buchanan. And good call there by Coach Carpenter to get that timeout, John, to preserve the possession for Rockport.
Corbin Jacob will trigger in against Pickett Pence down here. Three guys cross the baseline defensively. Took him all the way out top to Logan Ellis, and now get the ball away on the left side for Brock Holmes. Just a little dunk and a dink and a move around a defender and lay it up and in with a scoop. He's got four, and at the other end, a quick layup attempt is no good by Campbell. Tell you what, the Dragons have beat the Blue Jays back off made baskets. That's about the third time tonight that's happened. Here we go. High post to Skillen. He looks for a cutter. Nobody there. He'll go left side wing. Ellis with the drive. Hit the bottom of the rim on the layup attempt. Skillen picks up the loose ball. Hands it off now. Faking the three. Driving in is Meyercourt. Lost the handle on it. But it rolls to a teammate. Now back to Meyercourt. Hook him off the near right side to Ellis. Ellis. Free throw circle. Back he goes with the pass to Corbin Jacob. And now another scramble for the ball. Brock Holmes is on the deck. Held ball this time goes with Rockport. The Rockport players played their last football game less than 2 weeks ago.
Ray Smith just really expressed some displeasure to the official and really got the stare down. Rafe was on the edge there, John.
Whoops. Here's Ellis driving to the hoop, pulls up, right-hander off the rim, no good. We got a whistle and a foul, and another trip to the line coming up here for Rockport.
Foul on Chris Kevalovich. I got it right. His third personal. Team foul number one of the period.
Logan Ellis at the line to shoot two. Rockport 2-for-6 in the ballgame, and can't connect here. Kevalovich coming out. Nope, Smith coming out of the ball game. No, he's not.
They're messing with you, John.
Kevalovich coming out. That's what I assumed he was going in for. Aiden Admire back in there. All right, here we go again. Logan Ellis up and good. He's got five. 31-29, the lead to the Dragons. Take the ball left side. Three ball from the left side wing. No good for Wajanet. No good. Rockport rebound. Outlet. Ellis up the floor. He goes to Holmes. Defender with it. Stays with it. Spins. Puts it up and in. He's got six. And we're tied again. This time at 31. A drive around a defender. A dish underneath. And a knockaway by Rockport. Picked up out to the side by Ian Campbell. He drives in. Who got the bucket, Randy?
Ian Campbell.
Okay. He's got seven in the night, 33-31. Drilling to the front court with the ball, Jack Meyercourt. Hands off to Corbin Jacob. Left side, Skillen for three from the wing. It's up and good.
That was a three, wasn't it?
Yes. Malachi Skillen, his first buck of the night. And Rockport has their first lead of the night, I believe, now at 34-33. It's the second lead change of the game. Come the other way. Campbell inside. He goes to Carter Campbell. Spinner in the lane. Up, no good. Rebound off the hands of a Blue Jay to another Blue Jay. And now up the floor. Holmes whips it across the floor to Skillen. Going to back up, fire a long one up. No good. Rebound coming down. And at the floor, we drive in. Off balance, out of control. Oh, my goodness. A blocking foul. Ian Campbell went in there. Randy, I thought he lost his balance.
Yeah, it looked like it, didn't it?
And they call a blocking foul on a Rockport Blue Jay.
Meyercourt is going to get called for that one on Jack Meyercourt, his second personal. Team foul number one of the period, and that's going to put Ian Campbell at the free throw line. And I saw it like you described it, John. Campbell lost his balance and fell into the defender.
At the line is Ian Campbell. 7 points, first trip to the line. No good. So he'll look for a tie here with his second free throw. it's almost a case both teams in this game, they're trying to do just a little too much. Free throw, no. We've got a foul on the rebound against the Dragons.
Yes, that foul is going to be called on Aiden Admire. On Admire, his second personal, team foul number two of the quarter on Mid Buchanan. In for Admire now, Xander Brown back on the floor, John, for Mid Buchanan.
All right, it'll be Logan Ellis coming up the floor with it, the freshman for the Blue Jays, trying to trap him. He goes to the sideline, dribbles out of it, got it away to Meyer Court. Now he is defended. Pass in the middle, skill, let a defender go by, then couldn't connect. Rebound grabbed up by Carter Campbell. Quickly a long pass up the floor, knocked away back there. Good job by Jacob. And Logan Ellis' three-point attempt is blocked into next week at the far end.
Rafe Smith says, not today. Went up high and blocked that one into the corner.
So Corbin Jacob to trigger it in. He'll go back court all the way in the back to Logan Ellis. Logan Ellis is a freshman and Reed Ellis is a freshman.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're probably related, but... don't know if they're brothers, if they're twins. There's a three ball up and good by Meyercourt. And the pass worked for Blue Jays. They're up 37-33 and a long bad pass on the inbound from the baseline goes out of bounds. Rockford will have it underneath their own basket.
Meyercourt's got 16 points now after that three, John.
Meyercourt, that's his third triple of the ball game. Inbounding will be Jacob, the lefty, fires it in to Meyer Korth on the left block, gets it up and puts it in. He's got 18 tonight, and the lead is 6 for the Blue Jays.
Boy, the Blue Jays, this is their biggest lead, their only lead, I think.
And Meyer with it goes cross court. Brown underneath, and a reverse layup is good by Carter Campbell, who's got a dozen. 39-35, Rockport leading. Take the ball to the front. Meyer Korth with it. Left side he goes. Jacob leans in, fires. Ogden foul is called. And he'll go to the line to shoot two more.
Foul is going to be on Rafe Smith. That's his third personal, team foul number three. And at the free throw line, stepping up will be Corbin Jacob.
Corbin has not scored in the ball game tonight. Free throw on the way up. And good. All right, he scored enough points during the football season. He didn't have to score during basketball.
Here's Reed Ellis back into the lineup now, replacing Malachi Skillen.
One more coming here. Corbin Jacob, 6 foot senior, ready, fires and pushes it home. Knocks them both down. The lead back up to 6 of the 3 minute mark of the third quarter for the Blue Jays. Front court, hand the ball off there to Wajinka. Inside it goes to Carter Campbell. Fires it up off the left side of the block. Up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. I believe Reed Ellis.
Yes, Reed Ellis picks up his third personal, team foul number two of the period on Rockport.
So now to the line is Carter Campbell again.
He's made 2 out of 4 so far tonight from the line.
Free throw rattles, won't go. In the cylinder, couldn't connect. He's got a dozen points. Half of them in the first quarter. Ready. Fires. And it crawls over the front. And it's 41-36. Rockport by 5. Long pass up the floor. Reed Ellis. Oh, my goodness. Good acting there.
And that's his fourth personal. We want to give the drama award. The Emmy goes to Carter Campbell.
There was a little contact there, but not that much. Campbell, oh, he's been shot. Went down.
So Reed Ellis now comes to the bench with 4 personals there.
To the front court with the basketball. It goes to Brown. He'll pass it off. Now it's knocked away. Brown ends up with the basketball, and Xander Brown lays it up and in. Just say he was fortunate in 2 or 3 different ways that play. Almost lost it, didn't, got it back. It found its way to him. He spun, the defender went by, and there was nobody there but him in the basket.
Almost would have been a shame not to score with all the breaks he got.
At the other end, three ball for the Blue Jays. Up, no good by Skillen, who's back in there. Rafe Smith, the rebound. They could tie it with a long ball here. Take the ball, drive it in. It's up, it's off the glass. No good by Smith. And a foul on the rebound. I think I know.
Yeah, Rafe Smith did another one of his little semi-tantrums. And the official, that's his fourth personal. This official down on the left side, that's twice now that he's given Rafe quite a stare down. Not pleased with his antics after the foul.
One more and it won't matter.
Yeah.
2 minutes to go, third quarter, 41-38 Rockport, full court pressure. Meyercourt around two defenders. He took on the whole team, drove it up with the pass to Holmes, who made the bucket, but we're going to foul before the shot.
Foul's going to be called on Xander Brown. On Brown, his first personal. That is the fifth team foul, so that's going to send Jack Meyercourt to the line to shoot two.
Meyercourt, one for two at the line tonight. It's on the way up. It's good. I'll have another one coming here.
That's 19 for Meyercourt, John.
Sophomore gets ready. Sets himself up. On the way. Good. An even 20 for him, and underneath, nobody back defensively again for Rockport. And an easy layup for Ethan Angst under there, the 6 foot junior.
They've given up three or four baskets that way tonight, John.
And the backcourt, Logan Ellis throws the ball ahead to Brock Holmes. Trapped in the corner, leans between defenders. Corbin thought about a three, didn't. Logan Ellis will, front edge, and it crawled over. Ball had no chance of going in. All of a sudden it did.
Way short.
Hit outside the front rim and it crawled in. He had a lot of spin on it apparently. 46-40 Rockport. A drive down the lane, a push off, and a pass to the left side, and a foul on the rebound after the miss by Carter Campbell.
I think.
I'm waiting to see what team they call.
Aiden Admire, I think, got checked for that one. Admire picks up his third personal.
I'm just waiting to see which team they...
Okay, we're past the five fouls for the period, so that means we're shooting.
And at the line, it's going to be Corbin Jacob. He's two for two. Trying to add to a six-point lead, and he does with the first one.
I think that's the biggest lead for Rockport, up by seven now,
yes,
isn't it?
It is.
Here's that two-platoon basketball again, about four subs in here.
Ian Campbell back in the ball game. Lake and Swenson is in. Kovalevich back in. Free throw, no. Rebound grabbed up by Ian Campbell. Up the floor quickly. Kovalevich pass to the middle. He gets it right back. He'll drive the lane. Offensive foul against Swenson, it looks like.
Lake and Swenson picks up his first personal. Not a shooting foul because it was an offensive infraction.
All right, minute to go, third quarter.
No hurry here, really, for Rockport. You're up by seven.
I don't think these teams are capable of doing that. Here's a pass, the middle stolen, and a run out of the other end, stopping and whipping it out for a three ball is going to be knocked down by Ian Campbell. He's got 10 in the ball game. The assist to Aiden Admire, who looked like he was going to have an easy one in the paint. 4 point Rockport lead. Take the ball up court. Brock Holmes with it out to Skillen. Back to Logan Ellis, the freshman. Dribbles. 27 seconds. Drives to the hole. He rejected. Out of bounds. Rockport ball underneath their own bucket. So the trigger man will stand underneath his own bucket. Looking all the way out to Holmes. Fires the triple on the rim. Won't go. Rebound to Admire.
I probably should have slowed it down here a little, play for one. You know what?
Here's a drive to the hoop and a shot up. No. Rebound underneath there for Swenson. Kicks it back out. Shot up. No. Rebound underneath to Kovalevich. And he puts it up and good. His second hoop. And we got a two-point game. 3 seconds to go. And nothing doing at the buzzer. After three, Rockport 47 and Mid-Buchanan 45. 47-45. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Fourth quarter action. Ben Buchanan with the basketball on the right elbow, handling it right side. Aiden Admire to the top of the key. Around it comes to the left wing. Kevalubich feeds inside the paint. The ball is loose, goes out of bounds. It'll be Rockport's basketball. Went out of bounds, down the hall, into the other gym. They'll have to chase after it.
Ian Campbell went off his hand, tried to hit him in the middle.
Inbound the pass comes into Logan Ellis. Ellis gets it up court. Brock Holmes. Holmes across the timeline. Feeds it inside. Corbin Jacob. Corbin Jacob has the ball stolen away by Aiden Admire. Outlet pass down court in a hurry. Comes Ian Campbell. Feeds it underneath. Campbell was looking under the basket for Riker McCullough. Riker McCullough hasn't seen a lot of action. He's in the game right now, and it got away out of bounds, but it was touched last by Rockport. Aiden Admire will trigger it in. Baseline left side under his own basket, waiting to lob it in into the far corner, deep baseline right side, driving, lay-in up, off the glass, no, and the rebound down to Corbin Jacob. Jacob outlet pass to the right side to Logan Ellis. Here comes the freshman on the dribble. Ellis at the top of the circle between the rings, backs it out to the right wing with a pass to Brock Holmes. Holmes goes underneath to Jack Meyer court, who feeds across on the baseline to Skillen. Malachi Skillen can't get an open look at it. Back up top it comes. Right side goes to Logan Ellis. Ellis dribbles between defenders. Bounce pass. Again gets it to the right wing, and moving toward the basket was Jack Meyercourt. He's fouled, John.
Foul on
McCullough. Riker, I think. McCullough.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I hadn't seen 11 out there. All right.
Inbound the pass to the far side. Here's a long three. Corbin Jacob off, no good. That's Corbin Jacob with the rebound. Followed by a shot put back up and good. Corbin Jacob was in the right place to come down with the rebound and got the put back off the missed three by Meyercourt. 49-45. The lead is back to four. Here's a steal. Fast break the other way. All the way driving. Layup. Meyercourt. Well, you can't let him get loose like that on you. Meyercourt lays it in. I think that's 22 for him now. 6:35 to go in the ballgame. 51-45. The lead is back to six. Things are getting a little rough inside, John. Ball is stripped away. Here's a three-on-two fast break. Meyercourt had it stripped away from him. Nice steal by Ian Campbell. Campbell back the other direction. Three-on-two this way. Behind the back. Campbell scoop laying up and good. I'm not sure he didn't walk there, John.
Well, it wasn't that far, though.
Campbell with the lay-in. Cuts the lead back to four. 51-47. 6:10 to go in the contest. Here come the Rockport Blue Jays. Logan Ellis in the corner on the left side has to dribble it all the way back out to the midcourt circle, and he'll reset the offense. Man-to-man defense being ran here by Mid Buchanan. To the left side, Corbin Jacob feeds it down into the corner, looking for Brock Holmes. Holmes put it on the baseline, tried to get it in to Meyercourt, who got knocked to the floor. Here comes four new subs in. They substitute by platoon here, John.
They're all starters coming back in.
All right. 5:53 to go in this one. It's 51-47, Rockport by four. There's Skillen. Malachi Skillen put a little fake up, and he got to Rafe Smith in the air. Smith just fouled out of the ballgame.
Yep, that's going to be number five.
Rafe Smith leads the contest, and to replace him is Aiden Admire. Rafe Smith fouls out. That's team foul number two of the quarter already, and we've only played a little over a minute. Rockport's basketball, baseline, right side under their own basket, into the corner. Skillen for a long three that rims in and out of there. Malachi Skillen had a nice look from the corner, couldn't get it to drop. The other direction down court, Wojcinka. Here's a long one, Ian Campbell for three. Ian Campbell hits a three from out here on the left elbow, makes it back to a one-point lead now for Rockport. 51-50 with 5.5 minutes to go. They almost threw that thing away on the sideline. needing help. It comes over to the near side. Brock Holmes. Brock Holmes with the dribble. Gets a set. Oh, he goes into the baseline. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Touched last by Carter Campbell. It'll stay with Rockport. 5:19 to go in the game. 51-50. Rockport up by one. This has been a close one all the way. Blue Jays inbounded. Malachi Skillen, baseline left side in the corner. Bounce pass underneath. Oh, he tried to put it inside the Corbin Jacob. Turns it over. Here comes Ian Campbell. Big collision on the baseline. And Campbell's going to go to the line and shoot two. Who's a foul on
Meyer? No, it's going to be Corbin, I believe. Jacob Corbin. I think it was three or five. Or, no, they did call it on Meyer Court.
That'll be his third, I think.
Yes, it is.
At the free throw line, Ian Campbell shooting two. First one is up and good. Campbell just missed a pair here a minute ago at the line. He got that one. Haven't added him up. I think that's 16 now.
Yes.
For Campbell. Ian Campbell, 6'2", sophomore.
Fourth tie of the ball game.
At the line, trying to break the tie. Shot is up and good. He made them both, and that puts Mid-Buchanan back on top here with 5:07 to go in the ball game. Here come the Blue Jays. There's a pass stolen away. Fast break the other direction. Aiden Admire driving layup. Missed it. Ball's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be the refs are looking at each other, and they're going to say it stays with Mid-Buchanan. 4:57 to go here. Inbound the pass. Toss it in with Jenka. Wojcinka at the top of the key. Dribbles to the right side of the lane. Goes in. Little step. Floater up and good. Ian Wojcinka has 4 points. And it'll be Rockport's basketball. Down by three now. 54-51. Jack Meyercourt working one-on-one into forecourt against Xander Brown. Meyercourt dribbles around. Brown gives it into the corner to the left side. Oh, they try to feed it underneath, but the ball's kicked out of bounds by Mid-Buchanan. Near the top of the hour, you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Falls City, Nebraska, Sunny 101.3. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Now, we've got a dandy going here, John. 4:33 to play, 54-51. Mid-Buchanan, for the time being, up by three. We've had some lead changes here. Rockport led by as much as seven a little while ago, and now it's a three-point lead for Mid-Buchanan. It'll be the Blue Jays basketball. They'll trigger it on the baseline. Left side under their own bucket. Inbound pass comes into Logan Ellis. Ellis feeds to Meyercourt. He's double-teamed and triple-teamed. To Skillet at the top of the key. Back to the near side to the freshman, Logan Ellis. He goes to Corbin Jacob, right side. Jacob almost lost the handle on it. Takes one dribble. Now he's going to need help here. Somebody needs... Oh, nice pass into the paint, but the ball is stripped away there, stolen from Brock Holmes. Back the other direction comes Mid-Buchanan. Nearly stolen again. Ian Campbell has the ball taken away. Jack Meyercourt, two-on-one fast break. Meyercourt driving layup, could not get it. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll go off of Carter Campbell, and it'll stay with Rockport.
Carter was just in no man's land. The ball came down. It bounced. It found him, and he was falling out of bounds.
All right. Reed Ellis comes to the bench. Back in to replace him is Malachi Skillen. Skillen on the floor now. 3:59 to go, just under 4 minutes. Time running out on the inbound pass. They get it into the corner. Inbound pass to Logan Ellis. He has it taken away and stolen. Across the timeline into forecourt with the dribble is Wojcinka. Wojcinka works out to the left wing now. On the left elbow, Wojcinka tries to drive to the corner. Can't get an open look. Well defended. Up to Xander Brown at the top of the key. Brown goes across to Carter Campbell. With it, Campbell finds Aiden Admire. Admire almost has it knocked away by Logan Ellis. That little freshman's not afraid to go out there and get after the defense. Driving laying up and good by Ian Campbell. Campbell's having a big night. The sophomore, 6'2", got another bucket. I haven't added him up lately.
42.
And there's a steal again, and this is Campbell. Breakaway, another driving lay-in up and good. And Ian Campbell's starting to take charge of this thing. 7-point lead. Timeout's going to be taken now by Rockport with 3:14 to play in the ballgame. 58-51, Mid-Buchanan on top. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Game match now by Mid-Buchanan, 58-51, leading by 7 over Rockport with 3:14 to go.
Somewhere there, a quick 14-point turnaround, wasn't there,
yep.
John? Rockport comes on the attack offensively. Malachi Skillen with the dribble, works inside the paint at the free throw line. This is Skillen with the ball, right side of the lane. Skillen forces up a shot that doesn't go. Malachi will be fouled. He'll be at the line and be shooting two shots.
Not a good foul there for Mid-Buchanan. He didn't have much of a shot.
Who'd they get on that one?
Well, I thought it was 5. I think he signaled 4, and they did. That's going to be on Admire, his 4.
At the free throw line, Malachi Skillen. He has not scored. Yes, he has. He got a 3. This is his first free throw attempt. It's up, and he got it. Skillen now with 4 points. He hit a 3 there earlier. 58-52. The lead is 6 for Mid-Buchanan with 3 minutes to go. Malachi Skillen, second shot is on the way, up and good also. Welcome to our listeners in the Mid-Buchanan school area, listening online on our MSC radio app. Pass down to Campbell, tipped away, stolen, back the other direction quickly. Come the Blue Jays, pulling up for a 3, fouled as he goes to the floor, putting up the 3 is Jack Meyerforth. Meyerforth will be at the line shooting 3 shots. Who's this one on, John? The official doesn't know yet.
He didn't know either, so it's going to be on 21. All right, Xander Brown, his second, team foul number 4.
At the free throw line, Jack Meyerforth. He's 3 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. Here shooting 3. First one is up and good. Boy, these are big. If he can drop 3 free throws here, whole new ballgame. Still 2:48 to play in this one. Jack Meyerforth, second free throw. It's on the way up, and this one rimmed off. He'll get another attempt. Right now, it's a 4-point ball game, 58-54, with 2:48 to play in the contest. Jack Meyerforth, ready for his third free throw. Bends the knee, takes aim, launches the shot. Nothing but nylon on that one, right down the middle. 3-point ball game, 58-55, 2:45 to go in the contest into forecourt. Wojcenka being chased after by Skillen. Got rid of the ball into the corner to Xander Brown. Across ball, nearly stolen away, and then grabbed up loose out near midcourt by Aiden Admire. Admire feeds it to the right side. Ian Campbell, jump shot up and good. Ian Campbell has really come alive here in the second half. He only had 5 at halftime. Now he's got a basketball,
23. Now he's got 13 here in the fourth quarter.
All right, with the basketball comes Rockport down court on the right side. Brock Holmes on the dribble at the top of the key. Holmes gives it over to the left wing. Now, an offensive foul, where did that come from?
Must have been away from the ball. The foul is called on Malachi Skillen, his 3rd, second team foul.
Well, that didn't,
Blue Jays.
That didn't happen anywhere out near the basketball,
no.
That's for sure. Well, that was a big call there against Skillen for that foul. 5-point lead now with 2:06 to go in the ballgame. Down court comes Mid-Buchanan. Mid-Buchanan into the corner. Ian Campbell with the lay-in off. Beautiful feed. Ian Campbell's getting hot here, and his teammates recognize it, and they're getting the ball to him.
15 this quarter.
There's a long 3 from the right side that rims off, up and off, no good by Brock Holmes, and the rebound to Mid-Buchanan. Mid-Buchanan up by 7. Under 2 minutes to go now. 1:40 to play in the ballgame. Ian Campbell is double-teamed. A cross-court pass to the left side. They feed it into Xander Brown under the basket. Back to the top of the key, Wojcenko. Wojcenko finds Xander Brown on the left wing. Up to Wojcenko again, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Holmes.
Malachi Skillen again.
Skillen, okay.
His fourth, Mount Cedar, excuse me, Rockport still. Got to give a couple of fouls here.
62-55, 7-point lead with a minute and a half to play. Mid Buchanan almost has the ball knocked away, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Jack Meyercourt. That's his fourth. Down to 127 to go here. Inbounding the pass, Ian Wachenka on the near side, on the sideline in forecourt to Ian Campbell in the corner. Skip pass all the way across the court to Aiden Admire. Admire back to the top of the circle, finds Ian Campbell. Brockford in a man-to-man defense. Now here comes Campbell driving to the left side of the lane, backs it back out, passes to the top of the circle to Xander Brown. We're down to 110 to go. Reach in foul is going to be called on Rockport, going to be on Corbin Jacob.
Corbin picks up T.S. fourth, and we're now at the fourth.
Yeah, that's just the fourth.
So not shooting yet.
Well, maybe not. Now they are lining him up.
I've got five.
Yes, it is. Okay, it's five. That's what they've posted. So at the free throw line, Aiden Admire shooting two shots. Free throw is on the way. It's up. It is good. It rolled around there for a while, but Edmeyer got it down. He's now hit two out of three from the line. Has 2 points in the ballgame. 1:10 to play in this one. 63-55. Mid-Buchanan on top. Aiden Admeyer, second free throw is up. This one rims up and off, no good. And the rebound comes down quickly to Logan Ellis. Ellis gets it down court. Oh, Skellen went up with a shot, then tried to dribble the ball. Well, that was an interesting move, wasn't it, John?
That's the biggest lead of the ballgame right here for either team at 8 points.
1:01 to go. Rockport needs a turnover. They need to stop quickly. Wachenka in backcourt. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be called on Brock Holmes. He didn't have any fouls. That's his first. That means we walk down to the other end, and at the free throw line will be Wachenka. Wachenka has 4 points on 2 field goals. This will be his first attempt from the free throw line. Shot is up and off. No good. He'll get another shot here. Down to 59 seconds to go. 63-55. An 8-point lead. Wachenka can put his team up by 9. And he does. Sank that one, put it down with Jacob. Makes it a 9-point lead, 64-55. Driving, laying up and good. Jack Meyercourt just keeps putting them in. Timeout taken on the floor by Rockport. 52 seconds to go, 64-57. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny, 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This holiday season, get a gift that will last a lifetime. A class at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City teaches self-defense skills, builds confidence, gives a great workout, and much more. Classes are available for the entire family. Follow us on Facebook for upcoming camps, seminars, and events such as Women's Self-Defense, Parents Night Out, Holiday Classes, Teen Crowds, and much more. Give Heller Martial Arts a call, 402-380-3383, and find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at Mound City High School. 64-57 our score. Mid-Buchanan leading Rockport with 51.9 seconds to play in the ballgame. Mid-Buchanan will have the basketball. They inbound the pass in backcourt against full-court pressure. On the dribble comes Wachenka into forecourt, feeds it to the right side. Ian Campbell with a spin move. Reach-in foul is going to be called on Logan Ellis.
Logan's third foul of the ball game. He's got 8 points tonight, and he's going to put Ian Campbell back to the line.
And Ian Campbell's got a basket full of points. Have you added him up?
25 is what I've got.
Here he'll be shooting two shots. He's made 2 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. Hits the first one. He's now 3 of 5 from the line. Has another shot coming here. Campbell's shot is up. This one rims off and doesn't go. Rebound comes down to the Blue Jays. Rockport down in a hurry with 40 seconds to go. All the way driving, lay-in up and good. And getting the lay-in was Corbin Jacob. Timeout taken immediately by Rockport with 35.9 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to winning in life, just like winning in sports, you need to have a game plan. When it comes to banking, you want the best financial playbook. We'll sit down with you and make sure you're executing the right plays for your family's future. So stop by and schedule an appointment today. Together, we'll tackle any problems on your path to financial security.
Frontier Bank,
Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Located in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Brock Holmes got the steal, laid it up off the glass, got it down. Now the inbound pass, a whistle, and a foul. The clock is down to 22 seconds to go, and it's a four-point ball game. Rockport just keeps battling their way back into this thing here, John.
Skillen is fouled out. Malachi picks up his fifth foul, goes out with 4 points in the ball game tonight.
Back in to replace him comes Reed Ellis, the 6'5 freshman. Reed Ellis is going to play a lot of basketball in Rockport. He's going to be a good ball player here. All right, who we got at the free throw line?
Ian Campbell.
Ian Campbell once again shooting two. The first one is up and good. Ian Campbell just keeps pouring them in. He's got a basket full of points. 22 seconds to play. Campbell can put his team up here by six and does so. Got them both. Makes it 67-61. Logan Ellis with a quick downcourt pass. Holmes in the paint. Jump shot. Floater up. Off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up. Won't go. Rebound. Follow shot again. Up and good by Reed Ellis. Reed Ellis got it down. Clock is down to 8 seconds. Into forecourt. Comes with the basketball with Jenka. He's going to be fouled with just 6.3 seconds. With Jenka will be at the line. It's a four-point lead right now. Boy, this has been a fun ball game here, John. Back and forth. 67-63 is our score.
Brock Holmes with a foul.
With Jenka at the line. He's made one out of two from the line tonight. Here shooting two shots. The first one is short. Hits the front of the rim. Another attempt coming. But only 6.3 seconds left on the clock here. Rockport running out of time. Ian Wojcinka, second free throw is up. It rims off also. Does it go? Rebound Rockport. Down in a hurry with it. Top of the key. There's a three up short off the front of the rim. The buzzer and the ball game. Your final score tonight, Mid-Buchanan 67 and Rockport 63. 67-63, Mid-Buchanan with the win over the Rockport Blue Jays. We'll take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with a post-game look at the individual scoring right after this two-minute timeout. You've been enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Hey everyone, here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, and one of Santa Claus's best friends is Bart at Farm and City Supply. Bart, why does Santa like your store so much?
Well, because we got all the great brands that people have come to know and love, Justin. We got things like Carhartt, Yeti, Ariat, Steel, Dryshod, you know, Ertl Toys. We got lots of selection of great Christmas items up here. Come on in, we got stuff for the whole family. We got holiday hours through Christmas. We're open 7 days a week, so come in and check us out this holiday season.
Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Mound City. That one just wrapped up in the first boys game of the night. It is the Mid-Buchanan Dragons with a 67-63 win over Rockport's Blue Jays tonight. For Rockport, leading the way tonight is sophomore Jack Marquardt, 26 tonight to go with a 28 score here last night. He's the only Blue Jay and Devil figures, 8 apiece for Logan Ellis, Corbin Jacob, and Brock Holmes. 6 in the ball game for Reed Ellis, 4 more for Malachi Skillett, and 3 for Tayden Cook. Brockport hit 12 out of 19 at the free throw line. For the Mid-Buchanan Dragons, they are led by Ian Campbell, 28 points in the ball game, 18 in the fourth quarter tonight, 28 in the game. Ethan Anks had 2, Xander Brown had 4. Riker McCullough with 2 at the free throw line. Ian Wojcinka had 5, 2 points for Aiden Admire at the line. Carter Campbell had 13, 7 for Rave Smith, and 4 for Chris Kavalovich. They hit 13 out of 24 at the free throw line in tonight's game, and they will advance to the championship game of the Mountain City Invitational with tonight's win. They will move on in the boys' side, and it will be Mid-Buck playing for the title. Rockport will play for third place on Friday night on the boys' side. So that's going to wrap up our boys' game this time. Coming up next here tonight, we will have the St. Joe LeBlanc Eagle girls as they are in action next, and they will be taking on the Rockport Blue Jay girls. Rockport girls and LeBlanc. Rockport 3-seed, LeBlanc the 2-seed. We'll have that coming up next. Right now, we'll take a break here, check in with the weather, be back with the next game coming up here in just a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.